Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yes, it is 641 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We are going to play Give Me a Sec during the Mack Drop in a second. One of my favorite games ever. I play 1 second of a song. You tell me what it is.
I'm ready.
But up first, we got to talk about your boy, Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, that's right.
The boy. He put the Michigan rumors to bed. He released a statement saying, "My family and I are very happy in Tuscaloosa and remain extremely grateful for the support of President Mueller, Athletic Director Greg Byrne, the board, and so many others. We have an incredible opportunity in front of us, so my sole focus is on Alabama football and our preparations to
I've been trying to tell her. I've been trying to tell her, man. She's been trying to stoke the fire. I've been trying to tell her.
She's trying to start something. Allie's been poking the bear, trying to get a little messy.
His name just keeps popping up everywhere. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
I know what you're doing. Shaking the tree, seeing what falls out.
Kalen DeBoer had to let Allie know this weekend. Hey, he's 10 toes down at Bama.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I mean? He's happy. Everybody's like, man, who would want to live in Tuscaloosa? I'm like, I mean, it ain't that bad, bro. You know, like who wants to live in Ann Arbor? I'm sure it's a beautiful place. It's also 3 foot of snow most of the time. You know what I mean?
True enough.
It is what it is. So no, I'm excited. I think there's been a lot of interesting conversation. There's been a couple of notable Bama people that have been like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be upset if he left. That's crazy. Don't be that fan. Don't be that fan base. Understand, you know, that you're in the playoff, that you are the number one seed moving into the SEC championship game, that you've won a couple of regular season games against Kirby Smart over the last couple of years. I mean, it's just massive, man. It's the guy is a good coach. Is he Nick Saban at this point? No. Is anybody ever going to be that level again at Alabama? Probably not. So
well,
just,
not in their first couple of years.
Exactly.
Especially.
Well, and let me give the caveat to that. A lot of people have been like, well, yeah, look at Nick Saban's first couple of years. I was there, dude. I promise. I see it. We have way more talent on Bama's football team now, or have access to just as much talent now as they've ever had. So, you look at them actually implementing their own system and doing a bunch of the things that they want to do. Hopefully there's an uptick in the run game at some point. But, yeah, I'm very happy with Kalen DeBoer's first couple of years. I think he's done everything possible. I think that this year or next year you probably need to make a little bit of a playoff run. Not saying you got to win a natty, but you got to start getting a little bit closer to being a completed product. And, you know, hopefully he can do that. But I'm glad that he put the statement out that he's staying in place. And I think that he's a good football coach. So does he look like he belongs in Alabama? Probably not. Did Nick Saban? No. So it just kind of is what it is at this point.
Well, and on the heels of that, of course, Michigan is still looking for a coach. And Jed Fish is in the mix, the coach of Washington. He's staying mum on the topic as well.
Yeah, which is interesting considering Kenny Dillingham put out a statement over the weekend on Saturday saying, I'm very happy. I'll be staying here. at Arizona State. Mix it in with Kalen DeBoer. You're like, all right, Jed Fish, your turn. Nope, nothing. Crickets. Just kind of is what it is. So I don't know who Michigan will land on. I do know that they've got to clean everything else up there up. I know there's an investigation into all the goings-on around the athletic program right now and Ward Manuel and just the craziness that is. So I'll be curious to see what the timeline is for hiring the new coach. I know they've already got this search committee and everything else put in place.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you'd love to operate under a clean slate before you bring a new guy in.
Yes.
And so we'll see what happens with all that stuff.
Want to say congratulations to Fernando Mendoza. He is the first quarterback out of Indiana to win the Heisman.
Good stuff. Good speech. I went immediately back, Allie, to my senior year. Our running back at the time, Mark Ingram, won the Heisman Trophy. And just the emotions I felt watching him on stage.
Mm-hmm.
The video kind of went viral of him talking about his mom, talking about his parents, talking about them being his biggest fans. First of all, he looks just like his mother. Lord of mercy. That man looks just like his mom.
You can't deny him.
I mean, they both have got that look about them where I was like, oh, man. Boy, he looks just like his mama. But you can see the emotion in her face. You can see the emotion in his words. So I thought it was well done. I think it was well deserved. I think for me, after the Penn State game, when he made the comeback, some of the throws he made in the 2-minute drive at the end of the Penn State game, I know it was Penn State, but it just, to me, that was kind of his moment. And I know that, beating Ohio State didn't hurt. So he's just kind of the guy. I wasn't enamored with any of the Heisman class this year. And maybe that's because it was Big Ten heavy at the end for a lot of different things. But I thought he was definitely the guy. And sometimes you just have these good stories, and he's a guy that I think you can feel good about.
Well, and the classes swing wildly different depending on the year. I think I saw like Joe Burrow's numbers when he won were double what Fernando Mendoza's were.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think that Mark Ingram won it my senior year. I want to say 1,400 rushing yards. Like,
okay.
Not that many. Like, it was just like, oh, okay, cool. He's averaging 100 yards a game. But, like, it's not like some of the other stuff you've seen at times where these guys are rushing for 300 yards and doing all this stuff. So, yeah, I think that at the time, that was, like, the closest Heisman vote in history. And I feel like we're kind of, looking at a lot of the same things. Like, nobody kind of ran away with it. So you're just like, oh, this guy sounds good. Oh, yeah, let's just slide him in there. I don't know. It is what it is at this point.
Yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, it did kind of feel – it felt like a two-horse race most of the way between Mendoza and Pavia. And the fact that Mendoza wasn't – like you said, Mike, I feel like he probably had more moments than Pavia did at the end of the day. And like you said, beating Ohio State didn't hurt his case at all. So it was what it was.
Yeah.
Well, each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we are playing Gimme a Sec today for the Mac Drop.
Jumping jacks.
Pretty self-explanatory here. I'm going to play a second of a song. You guys try to guess what it is. I think you'll surprise yourselves with how easy it is to pick out a song from 1 second of it.
So, since this is not a Squidbilly competition, if I just can sing the song, will you give me credit for it? You know what I mean? Like, if I just know the words.
If you clearly know what it is, we'll give you a credit. Okay.
Are some of these catered to us?
Of course they are.
Okay, right,
perfect.
Of course
on,
they are.
Radio now, magic,
also,
baby. Radio magic.
Here we go.
We just have a deep appreciation for music. That's all it is, Dylan.
Well, that's right.
Some of them also are trying to like test the waters. Like, how far can I push?
Yeah. what music did this guy?
How much do they know?
How much do they know?
How all broad right. are their horizons?
Fair enough.
Let's go with number one.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Boom, I don't. Boom, blah, 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 blah. This is Nirvana, and it's what's the name of the song?
What's the name of the song?
That's what you're supposed to answer, Mike.
I can picture it right now.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It's literally the Mike Jones song.
Wow. This is your theme song, bro. Come on. My God, that's Mike Jones' music.
Yeah.
Supposed to know it.
You can hit the full on
I'm
it,
so
Dylan, since
mad
he's
that
got
I can't
it.
Think of the name of the song.
Go along with it.
Teen Spirit. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Yes, there you go.
There you
I'm
go.
Working there. I'm getting there. I knew, if there is a name of a song I should know, it's definitely that one.
Right, you know what I mean?
But
that was just a warm-up.
That's exactly what I was alluding to on the way in. I was like, I'm so bad with the names of songs that I would sing every word and still not know the name.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with number two, Dylan. You used to
call me.
Oh, I mean, come on. This is Hotline Bling by Drake.
I was going to say, is any of these tailored to me?
Yeah. Hey, I was just wondering, and I'm glad they are. I knew Allie Mack would hook me up.
We're two for two on them being tailored.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, let's go with number three.
Oh, this is Posty. Post Malone.
I love that you said Post Malone first Posty. On that. That's so funny.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen, Post Malone too.
Wait, that was Post Malone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Song? I don't know if the song is called "I Had Some Help." I just know that was Post Malone.
Ding ding.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, play the full.
And the name of it is "I Had Some Help."
Yeah, play the full.
Good tune.
Oh, it's so good. Love it.
Did y'all see the video of Post Malone after his Thanksgiving with the Cowboys throwing the ball around on the field?
No, I didn't see that.
He did like the halftime concert or something at the Cowboys game and then stayed around. And afterwards, like, there was like these kids and families on the field, and he just went out there and threw the pigskin around with them.
Does he have a good arm, or does he throw like Conor McGregor?
He throws like a musician usually throws. I'm not judging him. Yeah. I'm not judging him. You can watch the video for yourself and judge said throwing motion. But I just thought it was cool. I was like, man, this guy's like every other dude on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Like,
just want to throw it around a little bit.
Just happens to be Post Malone in the middle of AT&T Stadium, but no big deal.
That's insane. All right, let's play number four.
Oh, I know. I know what this one is.
I've heard this before.
Uh-huh. Pink Pony Club by Chaperone.
Yes.
Wow. Let's go, Mike.
I swear to God, on my life, this Friday was the first time I'd ever heard this song.
Oh, it's so
good. Where did I hear this song? I think I heard this song in like a shopping store or something.
It is crazy you just played this song. Because I swear on my life, Friday was the first time I'd ever heard this song. My kids are into this other kind of song. That I'll look up in just a minute. I don't know the name.
The Apathy.
No, that's
I hear that everywhere
that's
now.
That's a kids' bop one, Apata is what but they're into some other song. But I played the other song. My kids were like, "Daddy, play this song." I'm like, "All right." And then this one came on after, and I was like, "Man, this is kind of a jam." You know what I mean? I was like, what is this thing called?
Good.
And then when I saw it was called Pink Pony Club, I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
My kids are going, Pink Pony
no.
Club.
Right.
I'm like, whoa,
let's not say that.
That means something different in Atlanta, probably. That means something different in Atlanta. Put that away.
All right, let's go with number five.
Oh, Thriller. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, about Michael Jackson.
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't even think that was 1 second. That was just. That's a good tune, man.
Oh, it's so good. So good. All right, so that's number five. You guys are getting through these. All right, let's do number six.
Thunder Road's the name of the song, right?
Thunder what?
Thunder Road.
No.
This is all you, Mike. I got no clue. I'm just going to let you know right now. You got to carry us in this one.
It's not Thunder Road.
It's not? It's Thunder Row?
Not Row.
What? Thunder Rhodes?
Not Rhodes.
Okay.
Not
I feel
road.
Like I'm all over it.
Not Row. There's a different letter at the end. To play the full.
Thunder Rolls. Thunder Rolls.
And the lightning strikes.
Yes. Oh, so good.
On a sleepless
night. I have no clue who this
Rolls.
Is.
You got it. Rolls.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm trying to think of who sings it. Is it George Strait?
I thought you already said who it was.
Oh, no, I never said.
Is it George Strait?
No.
Blake Shelton. I'm just kidding. I'm just throwing names out.
Hang on. I'll think of it. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Right?
Thunder.
Just give me a sec. Did you see how I pulled that around, Dylan?
I see how you brought it around, Allie. Clever.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be so mad when
you want to play the full form again, Dylan, so he can nail it? Because I know you know it.
Oh, it's Tim McGraw, right? And the lightning strikes. No, it's
nope.
Not. Okay, maybe I'm out.
You have so many people yelling at you
maybe
right
I'm
now,
out.
Mike.
Maybe I'm out. I know.
Got people just yelling at the radio.
God, I know who sings
at
this.
At one point in time, he went by Chris Gaines.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew. I was like, okay, it's definitely a 90s musician. This ain't no recent musician. Yeah, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Sorry to the people out there in your car. That's just me, man. That's just how my music rolls.
I was today years old when I learned Garth Brooks used to go by Chris Gaines.
No. Well, I'll teach you all about that.
It was an alter ego.
Yeah, it was an alter ego. He turned into Chris Gaines. Yeah, and then.
So like a wrestler, a WWE wrestler.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
All right, let's go with number 7.
Oh, 100%. This is
because the play is going to play.
This is Taylor Swift.
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
All right.
Just a vibe.
Dance party
it's
in
so
the studio.
Good. Right, we are dancing. Number 8.
Oh, Party Rock. Party Rock Anthem, LMFAO.
There you go.
There it is.
There
nice work.
There
I wouldn't have known that.
Wow,
LMFAO
I know a
thing.
Lot more of these than I thought I would.
I wouldn't have known the LMFAO thing.
All right, let's do number 9.
That's all you, Mike.
That's Zach Brown, Chicken Fried.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
And that was just off the little nanner. That was impressive.
That's a good one.
That was impressive. You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
I only needed 1 second. Let's go.
Right.
All right, we got and one more.
All right.
We're getting there.
Eventually.
Oh, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
There you go.
Bro, hey. What?
Play the full.
I said, ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Did I do know the song? Man, I would not ever guess that 1 second clip was the song.
That was light work.
Like, how did y'all pick out that... Once that 1 second clip.
Play the 1 second again. That's easy.
Okay, that's all I need. That was light work.
Maybe I was just talking.
That was very easy.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say that was a beginner level of give me a sec. We're going to make it harder next time.
You're going to go to intermediate next time?
I'm going to go to intermediate next time. You guys nailed this one.
Thank you.
I feel good about that.
I felt pretty good about the
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that there's people out there that are like, who is this guy?
For the rest of your life, someone's going to walk up to you.
That's right. It's just as bad as Jingle Bells last week.
Ooh.
That's just how my brain works.
Oh, man.
That's just how my brain works, man.
That was bad.
I apologize.
That Jingle Bells was tough, Mike.
Coming up, yes, the Falcons are coming off a win. But Mike asked the question earlier, so we're going to go further in on it. What are we building up to? What is next season going to look like? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9
The Game.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.